Welcome to our discussion of relax and trust. This time of quarantine, the COVID virus, stay-at-home order, it's a very stressful time, and stress hits people, different people, different ways on different days, and more or less, some people are more affected economically, some people are worried about their family, and it's a time we need to learn to relax and to trust, and there could be a connection between the two, you know. If we have more trust in God, more faith, maybe we can relax more. If we relax more, maybe we can begin to feel a little more faithful and trusting. So let's take a look at some verses in the Psalms and others and how they relate to the idea of trust and faith. Firstly, we have the Psalm 27 that we say around the Rosh Hashanah time, David. David Hashem ori v'yishi mimira. If God is my light, and he's my salvation, then before whom should I fear? Nothing to fear. We have to sense that sense of lightness, that the light around us, that God is with us, there's a light. Even if I'm quarantined, there's a light. Hashem ma'oz chayai, he's the fortress, the stronghold. Many verses speak about that. And he's the fortress of my life. So therefore, from whom should I be fearful? If there are any enemies who come against me, they will surely falter. If a whole camp comes up against me, my heart's not afraid. I can trust in this when there's a war that comes up against me. It's a beautiful verse in Psalm 55, verse 23, that some people use this in the 12-step program, and I hear a lot of people talk about it. It's about giving it to God. You have a problem, you have a burden, it's like a physical burden on your shoulders. So lift it up and give it back to God. Hashleich al Hashem Yahavecha. Take your burden and cast it upon God. V'hu yichal kalecha. He'll take care of you. Lo yiten le'olam mot latzadik. He won't allow the righteous man to collapse or falter. Or the beautiful verse that Shlomo Carbach put to music, Yisrael betach b'Hashem, Israel trusts in God, Ezram u'maginam hu, he is the one who helps us, and he is our shield. Yisrael betach b'Hashem, Ezram u'maginam hu, Yisrael, 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 betach b'Hashem, Ezram u'maginam hu. The Talmud Yerushalmi says that there's a couple of verses that you should say all the time, and they're all about trust. They quote, various rabbis quote Rabbi Yochanan, this pasuk should never move from your mouth. What pasuk is that? So they start with Psalm 46, verse 12. Is it 46 or 47? Hashem tzvakot imanu, that the Lord of hosts, the Lord who has hosts of angels, he's got millions of angels he can bring to the fore for any occasion. Misgav lanu, he is our fortress of strength. He's our haven, something of strength for us. Elokei Yaakov, he's the God of Jacob. If he's our God, we're in good shape. And then another rabbi quotes Rabbi Yochanan, and he says, and his friends, and he says, Hashem tzvakot ashrei adam boteach bach, Psalm 84, God is the Lord of hosts. He's got many powers, many angels. Ashrei adam boteach bach, happy is the man who trusts in him. If we could have that sense of trust. And we say this verse over and over again. It's in the early morning karbanos, the sacrifices. It's in Hodu. It's in the, that's Hodu before Baruch Shamar, after Baruch Shamar. It's in Uval Etzion at the end of Davening. It's in En Kelokeinu. In the Nusach Sfard and Sfardim, they say it before Maariv. Sfardim say it before Mincha in the Karbanos in the sacrificial section again. We say it all the time, and often we say it three times because these are important verses. In addition, Rabbi Abahu, also from a dangerous city in Israel, from Caesarea, he said, Yiratzon v'necha, may your be your will, God, tatzilenu misha'ot ha'chatzufot, save us from times that have chutzpah, times that are audacious times, ha'kashot, difficult times, ha'ra'ot, bad times, Hayotzot that come upon us, Hamitrag Shot Avolam, that sometimes they come to the world. 2020, difficult times have come, and save us from all of this. Help us with all of this. So there are many verses that speak of trusting in God. Relax and trust in God. But Rav Lichtenstein, the blessed memory of Aaron Lichtenstein, one of my teachers, pointed out that there's a tension within the Psalms themselves, within the Tanakh, within Jewish tradition, as to how to view this idea of bitachon, of faith and trust in God. On the one hand, you have Psalm 121, which we recite so often in times of trouble. Shira lamalos es sinai larim. I lift my eyes to the heaven. From whence will my help come? You know where? Zrimei Hashem moseh shemayim v'aretz. My help comes from God, maker of heaven and earth. Al yitein mo ha'raglacha. He will not let my foot falter. He is the guardian of Israel. Sounds like you have faith. You don't worry about anything. This idea is exemplified by the Ramban and his student Rabbeinu Bachye, who all take this idea that very simply, if we had enough faith, we wouldn't need anything else. We wouldn't even need medicine. We wouldn't need a doctor. Just have faith alone. However, he says, there's another verse, Psalm 131. It's also a Shir HaMalot. Similar psalm. He says, look, I'm not a big shot. Im lo shiviti v'domamti, but I have taught myself to be contented. V'nafshi kegamul alei imo. I'm like a weaned child on top of its mother, on its mother. A weaned child. What is a weaned child? The weaned child is weaned. It doesn't need its mother anymore, but it comes back to the mother. Because we know the mother provides and the mother sustains. Rav Lichtenstein says, when the baby comes to its mother, it's not necessarily because it knows the mother will save me. No. It's good to be with the mother. It's good. It's comforting to be with the mother. That, Rav Lichtenstein said, is a second view of faith. That faith is to feel like I'm with the mama. I'm with mother. I'm with my Father in heaven. I'm with God. And that's my bitachon. But what's going to be tomorrow? I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. I don't have a crystal ball for tomorrow. The Chazon Ish, who was no left-winger, he was the founder of Haredi community in Israel, in Bnei Brak, Rabbi Karelitz. I had the privilege of studying under his nephew, Rabbi Shmayahu Karelitz, of blessed memory. And he said, there's a big mistake people make. They think bitachon means that I know exactly what it'll be. He says, no. When faced with two possible outcomes, you have to believe the better one is going to come. No. That's a mistake, he says. It means to know that nothing happens by chance and God controls everything. In other words, why can I sit back and relax? Because I know God is in control. I throw it to God. Does that mean God's going to fix it? I don't know. That's up to God. What I know is that He's in charge. Knowing He's in charge makes me feel good. As the Meshech Chachma of Meir Simcha Devinsk in the 19th century said in Parshas Ekev, "Voti ba, cling to God." You know what it means to cling to God? Stick with God. You'll be okay with God. Why? Because you know that He has got your back more than you have it. He feels for you more than you feel it. He wants your hatzlacha more than you want it, your success. He's worried more about you than you are. And he quotes a verse from the Exodus, which we're thinking about now as we get ready for Pesach, that I know the pains of the Jews. God knows our pain. So to know that God, He's got our back, He knows our pain, we're with Him, this bezot ani botech, that's what I have faith in. I have faith that God is with me. I have faith that God is in charge. And that should make us feel good. When you sit in the back of the car and you go to sleep because your dad and mom are driving the car and they know where you're going. You never did an analysis of their insurance record and how often they get into accidents. But you know, you're with them. They want good things for you. They love you. And everything's going to be okay. So too, when God is in the driver's seat, we should feel like everything's going to be okay. Physically, that we don't know. But that if God's in the driver's seat, He's got it. He's got it, and we need not worry. The ultimate expression of the paradox of this is expressed, as Rav Lichtenstein pointed out, by Job 13:15, where it says, "Hein yiktaluni lo ayachel." Even if God would slay me, I would still look forward and hope to God. As my father pointed out, blessed memory, we say, "Kavel Hashem, hope to God. Chazak v'yamei tzlibecha, be strong in your heart. v'kavei l'Hashem, and hope to God. So they ask, why do you have to hope again? You already hoped at the beginning of the verse. Why do you hope twice in one verse? The answer is, we have to hope, and sometimes we lose hope, and then we have to hope again. Hopefully, if we have this hope, we have this faith, God is with us, God's in control, we'll be able to relax as well. And even in these difficult times, we'll be able to provide calm, not only for ourselves, but for those around us, for our children, for our parents, for others who come in contact with us by phone, Zoom, or video, or however it may be. And we'll be able, God willing, to say, truly, Yisrael betach b'Hashem, Israel depends on God, Ezram maginam hu, He is our helper, and He is our shield. And ultimately, when God is with me, I'm going to be okay. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Bethel Emeth Congregation in Memphis, Tennessee, for our discussion of relaxing and trusting in the era of the coronavirus. And thanks to our producer, Jason Lefkowitz. Thank you.